This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And the phone lines are open for you right now. Love to hear from you if you have a question for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial. The telephone number right here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Nate Bribey of Kloss Financial. Again, phone lines are opening. And learn more about Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website, great resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. Also, great opportunity there to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's an email you get once a week in your inbox. It gives you a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Also, a link to the most recent program's podcast. Again, that all at klossfinancial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. And as mentioned, the phone lines are open to you right now as well at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Without any further ado, let's welcome in our financial planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Malia, how are you doing this week?
Very good. I said this last week, but this darkness for an hour when we first all wake up in the morning is, wow, I want to go right back to bed. It's beautiful. That sunrise was beautiful this morning.
It is. It is amazing how great it looks right now with the leaves changing colors. And yeah, it is a little disconcerting, a little darker, a little later in the morning, and of course, a little earlier in the evening. Nate Bribey's back with us. Nate, sorry for butchering your name a little bit earlier. I knew I was going to do it once. I just got it out of the way. How you been?
That's all right, Sean. Doing great.
It's great to talk with both of you. We've got an exciting program ahead. We're going to be talking about debt, which is an important thing no matter where you are in life, but especially becomes important as you near retirement or if you go into retirement with debt. We're going to get some tips and some information from our retirement planning professionals on debt this morning. Also, great opportunity, speaking of ways to avoid debt, is to, you know, get something for free. We've got a great opportunity to win a fantastic prize this week with the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. This week, the folks from Kloss Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Ace Hardware. Tell you a little bit later on in the program how you can win that. I will tell you this, if you listen closely to the program, oftentimes both the question, actually almost all of the time, the question and answer come up during the program, give you a little leg up on everybody else on winning that fantastic prize this week. Speaking of the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, let's take a look back last week and get our question and the answer there as well, Malia.
Yeah, so last week we had a good conversation about making sure your estate planning documents are in order, and if they're not, you need to make a move on that. And one part of the estate planning documents would certainly be the power of attorney documents, both for medical and for your property being financial and otherwise. So last week, a lot of listeners called in to answer this question: true or false, power of attorney documents allow a person, that being the principal, to decide in advance whom they want to act on their behalf if they become incapable of making decisions for themselves. So it was, the correct answer was true. Lisa of Stoughton correctly answered that, so congratulations to her. And listen carefully to today's question and you might win the prize.
You could be like Lisa of Stoughton from last week. By the way, speaking of last week's program, you're going, ooh, that is interesting. It's always an interesting conversation on the show. Great opportunity. If you missed part of last week's show, head on over to klossfinancial.com and you can listen back to that and previous shows podcast. Also, of course, in the morning, sometimes like today, you may step out to grab some coffee, drop the kids or grandkids off at school, something like that, and you miss part of the show, you can always listen back at klossfinancial.com. As mentioned, we are going to talk debt, and I know that you guys help people plan for retirement, and that's one of the big issues that comes up is the amount of debt people carry on their balance sheet. That's correct, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct. In an ideal world, everyone would be debt-free heading into retirement, but we understand that this is not feasible for many. While it may seem obvious, we do like to point out that your retirement funds can go a lot further in retirement if you are debt-free. So to put some numbers to this, say between your mortgage and a car loan, you are paying $2,000 a month. Not having these payments would be approximately equal to having an additional $480,000 saved for retirement. So very powerful to understand how the debt factors in here. So if we look at some current numbers, at the start of 2022, Americans saw their average consumer debt, which is outstanding debt excluding mortgages, decline for the past 3 years down to about $22,000, which is pretty good, actually. However, economic conditions have changed substantially since the start of this year, with rising inflation decades in real wages not keeping pace. This has led to many Americans having to dig into their savings and or take on more debt. So consumer debt has actually grown year over year at 8%, which is the fastest rate since 2011. And unfortunately, consumer savings year low at only 3%. So the question is, what can we do about that? Well, being financial planners, we recommend you set up a plan to reduce and eliminate this debt. Create a budget to understand exactly where your money is going. While we understand this could be painful, it's imperative to get control of your cash flow. That, you know, some people come in and say, well, I don't have any debt. You know, they have this fear of debt and they say, well, I don't have any debt, except I have a little bit on my mortgage and a little bit on my car. It's like, you just said you don't have any debt. So people have a fear of just facing their fear. It's kind of like jumping off a diving board for the first time, right? You get worked up with it. You're so scared. And then when you jump off it, it's not that bad. So anyway, we just say, you know, make a list of all your debt, you know, get it all on a piece of paper, open up all those statements and really face it. That's the first step. So, you know, like we said, make the list of the debt, put all the debts out there, make a list, descending from the lowest balance to the highest balance. So finding any excess cash flow you can, and then start attacking the lowest balance until it's paid off. Then take the payment you were making on that previous loan and add it to the second smallest balance and so forth on down. This, you may know, is called the debt snowball method, and it was popularized by Dave Ramsey. So with the exception of high interest credit card debt, we'd want you to pay down that first.
Big fan of Dave Ramsey here on the station, talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, Nate Bribe and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Klaas Financial online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Talking this week about debt. And Nate, let's talk about some other steps people should be taking when it comes to reducing and eliminating debt. I would guess some modifications to lifestyle are important as well, aren't they?
Yes, they are. So, you know, that's the first question is, well, where am I going to find excess cash flow to pay down more on my debt? Well, you know, unfortunately, there's only two variables here. You either have to make more money or spend less. And that's what Sean's talking about, is what changes to our lifestyle can we make? You know, your discretionary expenses that you could cut back on, such as dining out or shopping, are easy starting points. So once you identify within your budget some of this excess cash flow, you know, we do recommend that you put these extra payments on auto pay to make sure you stay the course. So another common question we get that I love is, you know, what do I do first? Should I pay extra down on my debt or save for retirement? So first, we definitely recommend you continue to contribute to your 401k, at least up to your employer match, to get the free money. So everybody likes that part. You know, from there, it does get a little bit more complicated depending on what type of debt you have and what the interest rate is. So a rule of thumb here would be, if you have at least 10 years to retirement and your debt is 4% or less, you could consider saving more instead of paying additional on your debt. Now, this is a big as long as your debt is projected to be paid off by retirement. So an example would be, if someone's 50 years old on a 5-year car loan and it's only at 2%, you know, we would feel comfortable saying, if they want to retire by 60, go ahead and pay that on schedule and save more in the 401k, because we like your chances of that coming out ahead. Now, the flip side is that if the debt is at 4% or higher, or you're closer to retirement than 10 years, you generally should be attacking your debt first before saving additional for retirement. Lastly here, you know, we usually don't recommend that you borrow from your 401k to pay down on debt. You know, we understand that those loans are generally tax-free and low cost, but borrowing money from your 401k could create more problems if you get laid off or you leave the company. Let's pay off the loan within 60 days of termination. So, and if you don't pay back the loan, and if you're under 59 and a half, you'll be charged a 10% penalty, in addition to income taxes on the outstanding balance. So definitely a gotcha and a watch out there.
Hmm. What about working longer? I was going to say, what about working longer, Nate? Is that an option for folks?
It is, and no one likes to hear it. But, you know, once again, there's only so many variables to look at here. And working longer may have to be an option. You know, we generally don't recommend, you know, if you just have a fixed income and you're trying to service the debt you have, that's usually a recipe for disaster. So, you know, once you eliminate your debt, truly retirement will be a lot less stressful. So
great guidance, great advice this morning. Nate Bribe and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial. Financial. You've got a question, love to get you on the air right now. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Phone lines are open for you. You can learn more about Klaas Financial on their website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. We're going to look at some statistics and look at some numbers as far as how much debt the average American carries. You may be surprised with the details from Malia, and we'll take your call next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial, Malia Cuevas and Nate Bribe. If you've got a question about your retirement, love to get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Website for Klaas Financial, it is klaasfinancial.com. K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website there. And their telephone number, 608-442-5600. 637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. Talking this week about debt, and debt is something that unfortunately a lot of people acquire through their lifetimes. And Malia, let's talk about how much debt Americans in retirement generally carry these days.
Yeah, so that's a great question. Something everybody needs to look at their own financial situation and determine where they're at. As Nate said, getting out all the statements. Now, right now, maybe for investment statements, people are squinting and barely looking at those statements. But when it comes to debt, this is really, really powerful. Just laying it out and figuring out where you need to start to eradicate it. And I will say this, right now we're dealing, of course, with inflationary times. And many, many people have to think way back to 40 years ago when we actually experienced real inflation. And so it is different now, because many of these people are approaching or in retirement. And we will tell you this from our perspective, if you are not dealing with debt, then inflation, although annoying and painful, it is not as painful as when you have debt, especially debt that can change in the amount of interest you're being charged per month. So in other words, it's not fixed. So the less debt we can carry at all times is going to help us with future income for us in retirement, and certainly to kind of handle and manage these inflationary times. It's not as horrible if we don't carry debt. So we did look at Experian. They had a 2021 consumer debt study. And back in 2021, they estimated all consumer debt, so this would include mortgages, sitting at $15.3 trillion, with the average American carrying a personal debt of $96,000. So that's not just retirees, that's everybody. And on average, Americans held a slightly higher percentage of credit card debt, about 35%, versus auto loan debt, which is 34%. And we're going to talk about how expensive that credit card debt and auto debt is right now, as far as loan interest rates, and Nate will touch upon that, because that's getting a little scary if you're carrying that kind of unsecured debt. So if we look at retirement age seniors, and we see that credit cards are just as much of a burden for them as auto loans. According to the Boston College Center for Retirement Research, 8 in 10 middle income baby boomers currently have some debt. And if we look at those who are retired, about only 25% are debt free. So looking at the Federal Reserve data, we're looking at 96,000, almost 97,000 of debt for ages 56 to 74. So that's why we're talking about this morning. We'd like to see people as much as possible really tune down that debt so they're not having large income going towards debt in the future. And we looked at LendingTree. They're a national mortgage banker, and they found that on average throughout the United States, almost 20% of homeowners over the age of 65 still have a mortgage when they retire. So some people would argue, and we understand that, that those mortgages perhaps were secured at some of the lowest rates in history. We see them at 2-3%, maybe 4%. And so sometimes people will argue, well, does it make sense to pay it off now when I have such a low interest rate, given where things are at? And we would counter with, debt is debt. Debt, it requires you to make a payment. And so if there's a way to slowly get rid of that debt that's sitting on your balance sheet, we are always going to advise to probably move that direction. So again, we say this every single week. We would prefer people get closer to zero debt, especially as they get towards retirement. So as Nate told us, basically, you need to just look at the whole, your lifestyle, and you need to stop adding to your debt balances. Truly, you need to do that or make more money. And then understand the current interest rates, which we'll go over with in a minute, and how that can affect the overall debt picture for you. And pay your bills on time. This is hard. But, you know, looking at those extra late fees they might put on you is going to further increase your debt balances and ultimately hurt your credit score. So we would just say, be very careful, automate what you can when it comes to paying your debt and also increasing your savings.
Really important to know, understand, and know that information that Malia just shared there. And we're going to break down, get some great guidance from Malia and Nate when it comes to, you heard Malia mention about different types of debt and different interest rates on those debts. We're going to get the details on those in just a moment. In the meantime, if you haven't called yet, we'd love to hear from you. 608-321-1310. If you've got a question for Nate and Malia, we'd love to get you on the air. Retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, KlossFinancial.com, and the office here in Madison. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. So, Nate, when we're looking at different types of debt that folks may have, what should we be seeing then as just as kind of generalities when it comes to interest rates on those debts?
Yep. Good question, Sean. So we'll start with credit cards. And unfortunately, according to LendingTree, these rates have been creeping up quite substantially here in the last quarter. The average APR for credit cards right now is about 16%. So that's an increase from the previous quarter when the average rate stood about 15%. So and it gets worse if you're actually accruing interest on the cards, and those rates that are accruing interest are about 18.5%. So those numbers are by far the highest they've been since 1994. So that's why we say, you know, we are investment planners to an extent too, and we definitely recommend you invest your money, but I don't know any investment that can make you 16%, you know, guaranteed. So definitely look at paying down those high interest credit cards first. So switching over to mortgages, this has certainly, you know, been an outstanding rise, incredible rise over the last year. So if we look at, according to NerdWallet, as of October of this year, the average 30-year mortgage is close to 7.8%, and a 15-year is at 6.8. So once again, you know, with these rates going up, we definitely recommend, as you approach retirement, continue to pay these down.
Talking this morning with Nate and Malia, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Phone lines are open. Don't forget as well, Kloss Financial online, KlossFinancial.com. Mentioned home loans. What about the other thing that we tend to spend a bit of money on, which is those automobiles?
Oh, yeah. They're finally getting some cars back on the lot, I think. So once again, as of October of this year, the national average for auto loans are about 8.9%. And that's on good credit, which is incredible. You know, someone who doesn't have as good a credit score could be looking at 10 to 15%. So, you know, rates obviously depend on your credit score, the length of the loan, the year of the car you're purchasing, and so forth. So, you know, we're seeing the length of these loans extend out, you know, from 5 years now to 6 or 7 years. And it's you got to be very careful when you're financing over a longer period of time. You know, automobiles tend to be one of the fastest depreciating assets. So if you finance a car for 7 years and want to trade it in year three, there's a good chance you could be upside down on it, you know, owing more than it's worth. So be very careful. We still definitely recommend, you know, if you have to finance, looking at that 5 year or 60 month loan there. Student loan and most retirees may not carry these, but some of our retirees like to assist their adult children or grandchildren with these loans. So, you know, where we sit today, direct subsidized and unsubsidized loans are about 5% for undergraduates and about 6.5% for graduate loans. Just a little definition here. Subsidized loans are available to individuals who demonstrate a financial need. So that's filling out the FAFSA and so forth. And with these subsidized loans, the Department of Education pays the interest on the loan while you're in school. And in addition to the a 6-month grace period after you leave school. The unsubsidized loans, you don't have to demonstrate a financial need to qualify, but the interest is occurring while you're in school. So you have to make sure you're either paying that, otherwise they'll cap it onto the loan when you graduate there. The third type of student loans are direct plus loans for parents, and these are a little bit higher. These are at 7.5%. And just so after the students graduate or leave school, most loans, federal loans, default to a 10-year amortization schedule of repayment, unless you're enrolled in an income-driven repayment plan or qualify for other forgiveness plans, such as the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. So a few things to know about there.
Really vital stuff this morning and understanding these different types of debts and these different types of loans. There's a lot of nuances there. Really important stuff to consider before you start charging it. Telephone number 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you've got a question for Malia and Nate, as a matter of fact, Matt joins us. Matt, welcome to the program. You're on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm a little ways away from retirement, but I am a single dad of four young children, and I'm just wondering what the pros and cons are of credit card balance transfers.
Yeah, good question. So it is tough. You know, generally credit cards like balance transfers, companies do, because they can get, you know, higher outstanding balances, and they will give you a, you know, maybe a 12-month window to repay that. So if the cards are currently accruing interest, you could look at that. But it is kind of, you know, kicking the can down the road, because that payment is still going to have to be made. You know, that debt is still going to have to be paid off. So most companies will accept balance transfers to set you on that. So my answer would be, you could consider that, but make sure you have a plan to get that paid off before the interest starts kicking in again. You know, understand what they, how long they would allow 0% interest for and things like that. But that is, you know, obviously can get it paid off faster than if you're sitting at, you know, 15% plus interest on any current cards.
Okay.
Matt,
thank you.
Great question this morning. Always great to get those calls and get those questions. Speaking of calls and questions, we're going to head on over to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We're going to answer a great question from Melissa. We will do that. We will also do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. All of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Cell phone number 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you've got questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, their telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you, and the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Another great feature on the website is an opportunity to submit a question to be answered here on the program in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And Melissa writes in, she says, I'm trying to save more into my retirement plan at work every year. And this year, my employer is also adding a match. Very nice. I'm 59. And what is the max I can contribute to my 401k if my employer is matching $3,500? Great question.
That's a great question. You know, and I think I do hear sometimes people say, well, if my employer is not matching, I'm not going to contribute. Ooh. And that's wrong, wrong, wrong. You know, this is your future retirement. So obviously it makes sense when they're adding a match to be contributing. But even if they aren't, I would strongly suggest you be contributing in. But this is a good question, Melissa. People do get confused with this. So the contribution level for yourself, and now we're just going to talk about 2022. We just heard numbers come out for 2022. 2023 the other day, but let's just concentrate in 2022. You can put away in 2022 into your 401k or 403b, if you have that, up to $20,500. And if you're over 50, you can do a $6,500 catch-up, allowing for $27,000 from you alone. So your employer's contribution can be on top of that. It doesn't affect your own total. But the other thing people forget about is that they know they have up till April 15th every year to make contributions to their IRAs. And that is true. But you do not have that same leverage for your 401ks or employer retirement plans. All of those funds need to be contributed by your last payroll date in December. So be very careful. Look ahead. See how many different pay periods you have between now and the end of the year, which aren't a whole lot, and make sure that you're maximizing as much as you can to get that last amount pulled out before the end of the year.
Less than 2 months until Christmas, Melina.
Oh, my goodness.
It's also very, very exciting. Very important stuff, though. Again, great, great question, Melissa. Don't forget, you too can be like Melissa. Head on over to KLOSFinancial.com. You can submit a question right on the website. Coming up next, we will do the KLOS Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Ace Hardware. We will do that next as Money in Motion with KLOS Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with KLOS Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Starting this morning with Malia Cuevas and Nate Bribey. They come to us from KLOS Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals from KLOS Financial. The website, KLOSFinancial.com. That's KLAAS Financial.com. Great website to learn more about KLOS Financial. They're separate divisions. Also an opportunity there to submit a question to be answered here on air, as well as sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Their telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at KLOS Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. Time now for the KLOS Quiz Question of the Week. Just a moment. It works like this. I'll ask you the KLOS Quiz Question of the Week. We'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the KLOS Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Ace Hardware. This week's KLOS Quiz Question of the Week is this. What percentage of people over the age of 65 who are retired still carry a mortgage? Is it 5% or almost 20%? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win the $25 gift card to Ace Hardware. Don't forget as well, that's KLOS Financial's office right here in Madison. Again, the number 608-442-5637. And the website, KLOSFinancial.com. Malia, Nate, it's always great talking with both of you. You guys enjoy this beautiful day and this great weekend ahead.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
News is next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with KLOS Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. KLOS Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of KLOS Financial. Money, money, money.